1st with new travel restrictions, safety protocols, and booking policies, traveling has gotten a lot more confusing because of the coronavirus. What precautions do you have to take when flying? Is it okay to take a road trip? Are hotels open? Do I have to quarantine when I get back? What's the penalty if I cancel tickets? To sum it all up, is it safe to travel now? The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is urging people to stay put, quoting from their website, "Staying home is the best way to protect yourself and others from getting sick. We recommend Wisconsinites cancel or postpone all travel, including travel within the state." If you do decide to get away or you're trying to make plans for down the road, what do you need to know? Deborah Dunn is the travel editor of the Wall Street Journal. Debbie, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And Barbara Peterson is senior correspondent for aviation at Condé Nast Traveler and a Wall Street Journal contributor. She's the author of Blue Streak, Inside JetBlue, the Upstart That Rocked an Industry. Barbara, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Debbie, the two of you have been updating this ongoing Q&A piece about traveling during COVID-19 over at the Wall Street Journal. Generally speaking, I mean, are you feeling like people are making travel plans, getting out there, and wise to do so, if so?
Yeah, I think they're starting to. You know, I think everybody was cooped up for months at a time, and they're starting to kind of peek out under the rock and travel, you know, not too far from home. But we're hearing from a lot of readers who are just trying to get out there and trying to be safe about it. And like you said, it's really confusing. It's hard to kind of navigate all of the changing restrictions, for one, and not just worrying about your own health, but trying to figure out what every state is doing, what every county is doing. So yeah, a lot of questions out there.
All right. Well, Barbara, let's start with flying. You cover the airline industry. What do we know about the safety of being in a plane with other humans?
Yes. Well, a lot of people are asking that. And clearly, a lot of people are just really, you know, erring on the side of caution and just not flying, because right now, air travel is down by 80%, which is just unthinkable in the middle of the summer. You know, it's just in one sense, that's actually makes it safer, right? There's fewer people traveling, so social distancing should be easier. But it's a little more complicated than that. I would say if people ask if it is safe to fly, the experts that I've talked to say, actually, it is safer than you'd think. And it's almost counterintuitive. There you are, you're packed into this aluminum tube with a lot of strangers. And even if you're all wearing masks, I mean, you don't really know who the other passengers are. So I think that sounds like it's got all the ingredients of a risky situation. But in fact, aircraft ventilation systems are much better than, say, in a typical office building or any other place you might go, a restaurant or in a train station. They use the equivalent of the filters that are used in hospital operating rooms. So the aircraft cabin air is not an issue. And I think, you know, as long as airlines keep people apart, and then each airline does it a little bit differently, so you really need to check when you're flying. Some of them will block the empty middle seat. So given those two factors, it shouldn't be risky. It's just, I know a lot of people just don't feel comfortable right now. Mm-hmm.
Now, how about somebody saying, okay, I think I want to try this out, but not now, but in 3-4 months, I'll get a ticket for then. What if things get worse and they want to cancel? What is the current state of the art for canceling a plane ticket?
Well, if you book right now, meaning within the next week, the airlines have a policy where they'll allow you to change a ticket without any additional charge. And they will let you rebook your flight. It depends on the airline, of course, but it could be up to the following year. So you will have leeway to change your plans, and you don't have to give them any reason for doing so. No questions asked, because the airlines understand that they're not going to get people to buy tickets unless they really emphasize that you're not going to get locked into it and lose your money.
And you can change your destination, right, Barbara?
Yes, exactly. And frankly, right now, when the airlines are really trying to get people to book, you may find some good fares if you book now for, say, following winter or even next spring or summer. So it is worth, if you really know you're going to be traveling, it might be worth it to do that.
We are talking about traveling during and hopefully soon after COVID-19. We have Barbara Peterson and Deborah Dunn with us. They have an ongoing Q&A with travel safety questions at the Wall Street Journal. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you traveling? Are you postponing it indefinitely? Do you have a question about if you're going to travel, the safest way to do it? Call in at 800-642-1234. All right, that's flying. Debbie, let's go on a road trip now. What kind of things should people keep in mind if they're going to want to hit the road within a state, interstate, whatever?
Yeah, I think they should really plan carefully. I mean, it is, you know, it is very tempting, right? Everybody's saying this is the summer of the road trip, and I think that's true. But you can't just be spontaneous like you once were. So you really should plot it out to make sure that there are restaurants open where you're going, that there are some takeout drive-through places. Maybe you want to plan your meal stops ahead of time. You want to look at the hotels and route to make sure that A, they're open, and B, they're practicing kind of responsible COVID cleaning protocols. And you want to look at the states you're driving through and what restrictions they might have in place.
Yeah,
so one good spot
to
do all that, yeah, that's sort of a lot, is AAA, good old AAA has a pretty wonderful interactive trip planner map that keeps track of all of these restrictions.
What should I look for when I'm looking at a hotel? First of all, after I make sure that it's open, or hotel or other travel residence, how can I as a consumer feel confident that they are being safe and cleaning well and so on?
Well, one easy way is just to look at the site. I mean, a lot of them are very happy to list on the website all of the measures that they've taken. Or you call them and simply ask. And the ones who have put a lot of things in place, I mean, there are a lot of the American Lodging Hotel Association has a list of guidelines for its, I don't know, 60,000 members. And there's a, you know, it's a long list. So any hotel that's following those things will proudly tell you what they're doing. And
all
if
right,
they don't have anything to say, then try another hotel.
Now, Barbara, let's talk about international travel right now. Right now, I guess it's pretty easy. Most countries don't want Americans coming to them right now. Is that right?
Precisely. And it's really, really almost come to a dead halt. Right? You know, with the European Union, for example, just saying, you know, issuing this blanket, you know, ban on U.S. visitors, and, you know, except for essential travelers. And of course, if you're going on vacation, you're not exactly an essential traveler. So hence the number of international flights is way down as well. A lot of airlines that had announced they were going to fly, you know, this summer to Paris or Madrid or, you know, they've canceled the flight, so, or suspended at least, you know, until maybe, you know, later this fall. So right now there are some countries opening gradually, and I think Debbie, you've got a little more information on a couple in Europe, but I will say a number of Caribbean nations have reopened. They will, though, they're not just going to wave you through when you arrive. Say, for example, the Dominican Republic or Antigua or St. Lucia, they all will give you a COVID test when you arrive, unless you come bearing one that was very recently taken back home. Some of them require masks out in public and even at the beach. So, you know, for a lot of people, that doesn't sound like a really great recipe for a fun laid-back vacation.
Nah.
So I think that's unfortunately where it stands now. I mean, now, Debbie, I know you know some European countries that are trying to U.S. tourists.
Yeah, and again, it changes all the time, right? Because we had talked about earlier, there are a few countries we thought would open to Americans, and they've since close the borders again to Americans. So it's a tricky subject, but I think Croatia is now open as long as you take a COVID test either beforehand or once you arrive. Belize has the same type of procedure in place, and Turkey I think is also now open to travelers, but really it changes week by week.
We're talking about how the coronavirus is changing the way we travel with Barbara Peterson and Deborah Dunn. Barbara's a senior correspondent for aviation at Condé Nast Traveler and a contributor to the Wall Street Journal. Debbie is the travel editor of the Wall Street Journal. They've got a pretty comprehensive Q&A piece about traveling during the pandemic. You can check that out at WPR.org/Central Time. We also have links with travel recommendations from Wisconsin's Department of Health Services. You can also join in at 800-642-1234. Are you traveling this summer? Plane, train, automobile? How are you doing it? Where are you going? What kind of precautions are you taking? Or have you put travel on hold, maybe even had to cancel plans, try to cancel or postpone tickets? Do you have a question for our guests who are really trying to stay on top of the safest ways to travel? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation about travel during the COVID-19 pandemic. The State Department of Health Services recommends people stay home as much as they can. Most foreign countries are closed to non-essential travelers from the United States. Some will allow Americans with a quarantine or maybe a COVID test. Tomorrow, United Airlines will start requiring passengers to wear masks, even in the airport, in addition to on the plane. We're getting it sorted out now with a couple of travel writers. Deborah Dunn, travel editor at the Wall Street Journal. Barbara Peterson, senior correspondent for aviation at Condé Nast Traveler, contributor also to the Wall Street Journal. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What are your summer vacation plans, if any, looking like? Have you canceled trips? Are you going ahead with something, maybe scaled down, driving instead of flying? How concerned are you about catching and spreading the coronavirus? And you have questions about flying, crossing state lines, staying at hotels, you name it. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Debbie, cruises were a big concern very early in the COVID-19 outbreak. Are they at sea again? Where are we on cruise trips?
Yeah, cruises. Cruises were really hurt by this. So most cruises have canceled. Most cruise lines have canceled their cruises through mid-September. And the CDC actually and the State Department have told Americans not to cruise. The CDC issued a no-sail order, which is pretty unusual. I don't know if they've ever done that. A no-sail order, and they keep extending it. And now it's extended through September. And Princess Cruises just announced that they won't be sailing until December, mid-December. And everybody I spoke to, all the cruise experts I spoke to, think that that's probably will be the case with the other major cruise lines. They too won't sail again until at least December. Now, I was just going to say, you know, interestingly, in Europe, some of the smaller cruise lines, the European cruise lines, they're starting to sail again on a really limited basis. You know, the river ships. They're instituting limited capacity aboard, and they have all sorts of new measures in place. But I think everybody here is carefully looking to see how that goes.
And let's look at rental cars now, Barbara. What's up with car rentals? Can we rent them? And what do we know about what happens between a previous occupant of the car and us?
Yes, well, actually, car rentals are probably a lot safer than many other transportation options, specifically public transportation options. At least you've got your own space. And car rental companies, just like we were talking about earlier about the hotels, they post in great detail all of the measures that they're taking. Basically, they give the car a total deep cleaning, you know, certainly something more than you'd get in, you know, if you just took it to a car wash, between every rental. And in fact, when I rented a car recently from Enterprise, and they demanded that I stand there and watch it while, you know, they scrubbed down everything and hosed it and, you know, put disinfectant all over the place. So yes, they're certainly aware that they have to reassure customers that they're getting a pristine car. So I would say car rental companies right now are in a pretty good position, and as I understand it, they are doing pretty well, also precisely because they're offering, you know, an alternative to traveling with a lot of strangers.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Hank is with us in Prentice. Hank, hi.
How you doing? I just wanted to let you know. I recently did a motorcycle trip and took the SS Badger across from Manitowoc to Ludington, and then traveled the western shore of Lake Michigan, southern shore of Lake Superior. But I was very impressed with how the SS Badger handled social distancing, how people were taking the responsibility and masking up, even all through Michigan, the campgrounds, everything. It would be really nice to see Wisconsin and the rest of the country kind of follow that lead. Maybe we can get rid of this thing.
Hank, thank you so much for sharing your experience. I appreciate that. And the SS Badger would be the ferry that goes across Lake Michigan, if you're not familiar with that, to our guests. Are you seeing, Debbie, people taking things seriously when they travel, wearing the masks, doing the social distancing, like Hank said, at least on the ferry and on the other side of Lake Michigan?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for everybody who's traveling, but I think certainly the readers who write in and, people I've been talking to are very, very conscientious. They want to get out of their house, but they don't want to be too reckless about it. So, yeah, a lot of people are bringing, packing a lot of masks, not just one, packing their own disinfecting wipes. I think taking every precaution they can.
Hank, thanks so much for calling in. We'll go to Annie now in La Crosse. Annie, hello.
Hi. Say, I have a friend whose husband has been delayed in Pakistan for the past 3 months. He finally is getting a flight out, and she's picking him up in a couple of days in Chicago. Can she expect just to be able to take him home? Are there any restrictions that I should tell her about?
Interesting. Barbara, what do we know about somebody coming in from overseas? Can they just hop in a car and go home then?
Well, this has been an issue ever since, the lockdown started, and there were a lot of people who were overseas who just, first of all, had a hard time getting back home. I'm sorry to hear that it's taken so long, for him to get back. The short answer is yes, you must assume that once you arrive in the country, you're going to get sort of debriefed by one of the officials there. You go through customs and immigration anyway. The CDC has people posted at every airport where international flights would be arriving. And you will get the guidance at that point. They don't necessarily require that you quarantine, but they may recommend it. Okay, so that's really... Again, it's the guidance that you'll get when you arrive back into the United States. Now, there's so few people flying now internationally, and the official word from the State Department is that you cannot fly from most countries into the United States without serious restrictions. So this person obviously is an essential traveler. This is essential. It's not, discretionary. So I think they would obviously, there's not going to be any trouble entering the country. But what the guidance will be, well, I would say likely they will give, they usually take your temperature. They, ask you questions to see if you're, healthy. And based on that, they may give you further guidance or advice.
Thanks for the call. We'll go to Jean now in Waterloo. Jean, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What did you want to ask about, Jean?
Hi. I wanted to ask about the protocols for timeshares specifically. We had previously planned 3 trips for this year. 2 were canceled on us, but this third one is coming up in August. We've called the resort. They are still open and operating, but they said they're operating at 30% capacity and are following all protocol for timeshare standards for cleaning. What does that mean?
And just briefly, Jean, where is this timeshare? Where are you headed?
Lake Buena Vista, Florida.
Florida,
so it's
okay.
In Orange County.
Debbie, thoughts on timeshare safety?
Yeah, well, that's a really interesting question. And I would ask them for more details. I mean, the Airbnb and other vacation rental sites also have their own protocols. But I would just ask them, they should have it in writing, really. And I would compare it with what the American Hotel and Lodging Institute are doing. But, I think the key things are a deep clean, right? I think and airing out the unit, you know, before guests, maybe leaving it empty for a day or two. And maybe with a timeshare, that's not as much of an issue with a hotel. But I would put the onus on them to tell you exactly what they're doing.
Thanks a lot for that call. We just have a minute left. Barbara, can you leave us with some advice for people to ponder as they consider if, when, where, and how to travel?
Yes. Well, I guess my main, you know, thought would be take charge of your safety. You know, I was even talking about the airlines and the hotels and car rentals or you name it, have all been talking about what they're doing to make things safe, you know, from disinfecting the environment to social distancing. But you have to go ahead and assume that anyone you could come in contact with could possibly be infected. And I know that's not something you want to have top of mind while you're traveling, but just bring, you know, all your own disinfectant wipes, bring tons of hand sanitizer, try to, you know, stay upright. Of course, always wear your face covering and keep distant from other people, especially if they don't happen to have one. And just really be cognizant, be aware. But if you take all of those steps, there's no reason why you can't travel safely.
We'll leave it there for now. Barbara, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's great to be there.
Debbie, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much.
Deborah Dunn is travel editor of the Wall Street Journal. Barbara Peterson, senior correspondent for aviation at Condé Nast Traveler. We've got a link to their ongoing Q&A piece at the Wall Street Journal and to guidance from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services when it comes to travel. You can check out both those resources at WPR.org/Central Time. Coming up, we'll find out how schools around the country are getting ready for the upcoming school year amid the coronavirus and how parents can help ensure their kids get the most out of online learning. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time.